Chapter 3. The Search is On.
Meanwhile, Mac hasn't rested for even 1 second since we last saw her. She's been working nonstop on her latest invention. Meeting Officer Russo and Becky opened her eyes to something she didn't even think was possible. It gave her hope. And hope, my friend, can be a powerful thing.
If I could just figure out what went wrong. The gears are not turning properly and the friction is not quite right. Perhaps this just needs to be a bit tighter. Mac?
Mac!
Mackenzie!
Oh, hello. My apologies. I did not hear you come in.
Mac, what are you working on? This machine? I can't be sure, but it looks like...
Don't give it away quite yet, Beth.
Beth, you know what this hunk of junk is?
Helen! Lucas! Everyone's here!
I don't have time for your antics, Mac.
What's an antic?
This is going to change our lives?
Yes. This is going to change our lives. But first, I have a question. Have any of you ever heard of Christmas?
Christmas was a holiday that used to be celebrated with trees and lights and presents. Oh, and something called Christmas spirit.
Presents and lights? Wow!
I saw an old photo once. People looked so happy.
Yes, Christmas spirit. I don't know exactly what it is or where it went, but it seems like people lost hope and it got lost. But I think I found it again.
What do you mean?
How?
Christmas spirit?
I traveled back in time with this and saw Christmas.
I knew it was a time machine.
A time machine? You're trying to tell me that my little sister built a time machine?
Yeah, right.
I want to see Christmas. Mac, can we go?
Of course. I just need to fix the gears. Something happened when I landed.
Landed?
So you traveled?
Through time?
Was it cool?
I was reading my favorite book by Al.